Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet, Sanhedrin 84, and on Pei Dalet on the base, we begin the 10th chapter of the Talmud Tractate Sanhedrin, and this chapter is called Elu Hein Hanechnakin. These are the ones who are executed via strangulation. And the first example is somebody who is Makeh Aviv Imo, somebody who strikes their father and mother. And the Gemara says that the prohibition takes effect and the punishment is able to be applied if a person is ad da'avid ba'chabura, if a person makes a chabura on their father or mother, rahmano etzlan. What is a chabura? So Rashi, in his commentary to Exodus chapter 21, verse 25, defines a chabura as somebody who strikes somebody and causes swelling, even if there's no blood. So if a person strikes their father or mother and causes swelling, even without blood, then that person is chayev chenek, is worthy of strangulation, according to the Talmud. So the Gemara asks the question, what about a circumstance where the child is doing the striking, but for the benefit of the father? For example, says the Talmud, ben mahu sheyakiz dam la'aviv. So in those days, they used to do bloodletting. And so let's say the son wants to let the blood from his father for the purposes of medical healing. Would we also say under these circumstances that this fits within the prohibition of makeh aviv v'imo? So the Gemara offers two answers to this question, and they both say that it's permitted, but for different reasons. Rav Masna says that it's permitted, and the reason why a son is allowed to let the blood of their father is because of the verse of Leviticus 19:18, "Va'avta l'reacha kamocha," you must love your neighbor as you love yourself, which means do not do to your friend what you would not want done to you. But bloodletting for the purposes of healing is obviously a benefit, and so therefore the son can obviously let the blood of their father in order to heal him. Rav Dimi bar Chinina offers an alternative source, and his source is because it states in the verse Makeh Adamu Makeh Behema that there's a discussion in the Torah of one who strikes a man and one who strikes an animal. And just like we say that one who strikes an animal, you're allowed to strike this animal for the purposes of healing the animal, so too one who strikes a man for the purposes of healing is permitted. And so therefore both Amoraim cited say that it is permitted for a son to quote-unquote wound their father or mother for the purposes of healing them. However, even though this is the position of Rav Masna and Rav Dimi, the Gemara then cites the examples of two Amoraim who did not allow their child to heal them via making a wound. So Rav was shavik levrei lemishko a silva. Rav did not allow his son to remove the thorns from his flesh. If Rav had a thorn in his flesh, he said to his son, you're not allowed to remove it, because he did not want his son, in the process of removing it, to make a greater wound. So too, Mar Bered Ravina lo shavik levrei lemiftech lekavta, that he did not allow his son, Bered Ravina did not allow his son to open up the wound in a way of draining the pus, because he was concerned that in doing that he's going to make a wound on him as well. And since it would be an accidental prohibition, they wanted to avoid it. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, we know there's a general principle that you're not allowed to wound anybody at all. So everybody should be prohibited from making any wound, even for the purposes of healing. So the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental distinction. One is for the one, if just to strike somebody in general, that's just a regular prohibition. That's a shigigas lav. But for a son to strike their father, that's a shigigas chenek. That's a prohibition which worthy of strangulation. And so therefore, we have to be extraordinarily careful and extraordinarily sensitive. And therefore, Rav and Mabre Duavina did not even allow their sons to do that for the purposes of healing them. So there's a fundamental question. Are Mar Bered Ravina and Rav, are they arguing with the earlier Amoraim who allowed a son to heal their father and mother, even if it's making a wound? Or are they just being stricter and just trying to avoid any possibility, but technically it's permitted. So this is a dispute that comes up in our poskim and that they discuss through the ages and is still being debated today. Meaning to say, in a situation where the father wants the son to heal, maybe the son or the daughter is a great doctor and they're the best surgeon in the world, and the father or the father wants their daughter or son to be the one to operate on them. So would it be something that would be permitted, or maybe it's something that is should be absolutely avoided as a prohibition from the Torah? So the Rambam rules in Hilchos Mamrim that like Rav Amar Bered Ravina, that a child is not allowed to remove a thorn from his parents because maybe he's going to make a wound, and so too the Shulchan Aruch rules that way as well. However, the Rambam says this is only lechatchila, this is only ideally, but if there's nobody else to do it, then it's permitted for the child to do it, and so too that's how the Ramah rules as well. However, the Beis Yosef, even though the Shulchan Aruch seems to rule differently, when he wrote his Beis Yosef, he wrote that the opinion of the Rif and the Rosh is that it's always prohibited for a child to do this, even for the purposes of healing their parents. The Minchas Chinuch rules that this whole prohibition about making a wound is only without their permission. But if the parents ask the child to do it, if they ask the child to heal them, then it would be permitted. And even though this is a very controversial ruling of the Minchas Chinuch, that you're allowed to do this, you're allowed to wound the parents for the purpose of healing them if they ask you, that indeed is how the Minchas Shlomo rules as well. So there are certainly authoritative positions that one is allowed to wound their parents for the purposes of healing them if they specifically waive this rule.